Carl, where have you been?
I've been out walking.
Well, you look terrible, Carl. You're soaking wet. Kind of like you look like Howard Beale.
Howard Beale? Who's he?
He was the news anchor who cracked up in the movie Network. You know, he went on the air after walking in the rain all night, then he told his audience to turn off their TVs and go to the window and yell, "I'm madder than hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
Well, I've been out walking all night, I'm soaking wet, and I am madder than hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Well, this wouldn't have anything to do with the president's speech last night, would it?
It does.
Carl, you're not mad at your president, are you?
Why, no. What makes you say that?
Well, it just seems...
Remember when I thought it was a joke that my president was going to escalate the troops? Now he says that's exactly what he's going to do.
So that's why you're mad?
Of course not. Just months ago, my president said he'd let his generals decide the troop levels. Then, when his two top generals, Abizaid and Casey, advised against sending more troops, he fired them.
Well, that is something to be mad about.
You're darn right. Abizaid and Casey double-crossed my president.
So did the bipartisan Baker Commission double-cross the president too? I mean, they advised a diplomatic solution with a gradual withdrawal of troops.
That Jim Baker. I always thought he was a snake oil salesman, even when he was on our side.
Carl, what are you mad about?
Why, Congress, of course.
Okay, I give up. Why are you mad at Congress?
Shannon, do I have to explain everything to you? They're going to ask my president questions.
And you don't think Congress should ask the president why he led us into this war, or why he went in with no plan and not enough troops, or where all the billions of dollars have disappeared to, or why he thinks kicking in people's doors at 2 in the morning and hauling thousands of men off to jail to be tortured and held indefinitely is going to win their hearts and minds?
Shannon, you just don't understand my president. He has to believe he won before he'll leave Iraq.
Well, maybe we should tell Congress to tell him that he won.
Hey, that's a great idea. And maybe you should tell your listeners to write my president and say, "Dear Mr. President, we won. We can all go home now."
Perfect, Carl. I'll be sure to do that. And I think it's time for you to sign off now.
Okay, here goes. I'm madder than hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Carl, that's the wrong sign off.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my point.